just had a great conversation with Ashley Shepherd, one of the trainers at Burn. And I learned a lot about what brought her to being a trainer, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. So listen up.
Hi, Margie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Is your video on? Am I missing it?
It should be. Let's see. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Hi.
Hi.
This is fun.
I know. I feel like I just saw you.
I know. Today was rough for me.
Yeah, this whole week has been hard, but that's
Does
where
that
we go, right?
surprise you?
Always. I feel like I'm still surprised when I end up being sore and in
Yeah.
pain, but yeah.
Do you get, I mean, I'm guessing, like, who prescribes the week?
Alyssa. I mean, it comes from our headquarters, but she kind of tailors it to our gym and our space and stuff, but then she pushes it out to the whole training team the week before.
And then what do you do?
Study it, memorize it.
So the
Try
week
not to think
before,
about
you
too much.
get the next week's business.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because it was just today I was thinking, and I remember when I was talking to Katinka, she was like, oh, and then I review the stuff, the night before. And I'm like, the night before, I'm like, I don't see anybody reading. Like, and it's so funny because when I was acting, people would always say, how do you memorize all those lines? But I think about that when I think about you guys, like the names
Yeah.
and then the skills. But that's a whole separate thing. So anyway, let's just start. So, hi.
Great. Hi.
Thank you for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for including me. I'm excited to do it.
All right, we'll get to the other stuff, but I guess the number, the opener is, when did you come to Bern and how did you walk that long hallway?
Great question. So I have been at Burn since the beginning. I initially went to two of like the pop-up camps that Alyssa hosted before our location was even open. So she did pop-up camps downtown at the Sportsplex, and just to kind of like get the name and the brand out there before we actually opened. So I went to two of those with the first. I think I saw like a Facebook event or something. I want to say it was on social media. And I had heard of Burn, like I knew the brand, and was intrigued. And it was a free thing to go try. So I
Oh, yeah, it was
drug a friend
free.
with
That's a
me,
good
and
one. That's
free
good.
always helps, right?
Yeah, I mean, totally, because then once you st it free is good if you're confident that what you're
Right.
offering people need, then
Sure.
it's really enticing. So did your friend stick with it?
She did. She joined on as well the same time I did. And then she moved to Texas, probably about 6 months into us being Burn members. But she loved it while she was here. And then she left me all alone. But thankfully, I'd made a couple friends at Burn by the time that she left me.
Wow. And so you were just, how many kids in were you at this point?
So at the time, my oldest was 3 and my middle was 10 months old. So they were both very young
Yeah.
still. Yeah.
That's a lot of heavy lifting, still having small people.
It was, but I think it was also the same reason that I needed Burn at that time in my life. It was both the hardest part about getting there and the motivating force behind me getting there.
Yeah, I didn't start to work out as the idea of working out because I'd only like danced within like theater, basically. So I didn't know that I needed to learn how to work out until after I had a child. And then it
Yeah.
also became, because you need to get stronger because your body is still in demand, even though you're not carrying a child, you're physically
Right.
lifting one for
Right.
many years.
Yeah.
And then I loved my Brooklyn Y because of the time alone that I got.
Yes.
That's what it became so much more essential that we would walk all the like a mile there, me and my small ones. I would be busy for an hour and 15, but there I also had like a sauna and a,
Right.
but it was like all those, it had it had all those things you needed, to like
Right.
relax. So your first 6 months, you didn't come, did you come in suspecting you were going to become a trainer?
No, not in a million years. No, never. No, I mean, when I joined Burn, I was definitely at probably my like lowest point personally, just in every sense, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all of it. I don't know if you know that I'm from North Carolina originally and grew up in Charlotte, and my husband too. And so we had moved to Connecticut, I want to say about a year and a half before I joined Burn, maybe 2 years before I joined Burn. And I just hadn't really found my people yet. Like, I was super lonely still at the time. And we went from being in a space where we had all of our family around us, parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, tons and tons and tons of family, and so much support with our oldest as he was a baby. Then moving up here, not knowing anybody, having very, very little support. We had added another baby into our family. And I mean,
Why did you move
yeah.
to Connecticut?
So we moved for my husband's job. He is a pastor, and we moved up here to plant a church in Connecticut. And honestly, we were kind of just at a space where it was sort of like we loved being in Charlotte, and there's so many blessings about being around family, but we also were finding that it was a little bit hard for us to establish our own family unit with that much external family influence. So we were kind of like, well, let's do it. Let's commit to being in Connecticut for a couple years, and then we'll probably end up back down there, which, spoiler alert, didn't happen.
Wait, so
But
oh, interesting. And then does that come from research or like how do you decide who needs a church?
yeah, so basically, we're part of a larger network of church planting. So there's a church in New Haven that we were connected to who had identified this kind of area as a place that could use a church. And I mean, we're coming from the South where there's 15 churches on every corner and you can't throw a stone without like hitting a church building. So it's pretty different comparatively to where we are here. So that was kind of how Fairfield was identified for us. We didn't really know much about it. We'd visited a couple times before we moved and then just kind of decided to go for it and take a risk and let it be an adventure. But it was hard. It was really hard.
Yeah, I'm tempted not to weigh in only because of how hard my transition from Brooklyn to Connecticut was, and it had to do slightly with like actually I needed to be with family because of a medical condition that I came to Connecticut with. I had epilepsy at the time. I no longer, or I would have told you when I
I would
joined.
hope so.
I would hope so. No, but that was I. Basically recovered from that with brain surgery in 2017, but
Okay.
it took me, and I would say like now I feel homish here. But I think as an adult probably, and I understand wanting to have your own roots. I actually think leaving Brooklyn helped my husband and I and our partnership feel a sense of our own unity and isolation. Isolation really helps with that. But I do relate to that. I think just as an adult, when you're, my parents moved around a lot, but I think it's a hard transition. So then a year and a half in, you come to Bern, and how long until you decide to be a trainer?
Oh, it was a
Like
long
how late?
process.
I'm curious.
So I joined on just as a member, and at that point, like I was in terrible shape. I had not taken care of my body, becoming a mom. I just was feeling lost in my own skin. So just like the idea of even being athletic again felt foreign to me at
So
that
this is
point in my
what's
life.
funny. So many of us say that, right? Like I think there our spectrum broadens with like the birth of our children to experience joys we've never experienced before. And the exchange rate on that is we also can go to depths of despair in ways we never knew possible. And I think like what's so interesting is we all, and it just comes from not communicating, although I think women talk a lot more than men. But it's just not knowing that you're actually, it is not, the transitions are not easy. The uncertainty is not easy. These are not
Yeah,
easy
you're right.
things to navigate. So we blame ourselves for not surviving them well. But in reality, there is not a mother I talk to that doesn't feel grief in addition to greatness for having birthed a baby, but also
Absolutely.
grief. It's like a whole thing. And it's
Yeah, no, you're
incredible.
so
Yeah.
right.
It's an
I just
incredible
think I'd been
tool.
unprepared for that too, you know, like
Yeah.
I knew the actual like giving birth process would be physically challenging, but I had no idea the effect that it would have on my body long term.
Let's talk about birth plans. You make a birth plan for how that one 24 hours to 48 hour experience is going to go, but nobody talks to you about who's getting up in the middle of the night. Are you going to sleep train? Are like you don't talk about like you talk about diapers and blankets and child safety, but you don't really discuss like everyone jokes like hope you get sleep now. Like how are we going to function?
Yeah, exactly.
Very scary, and nobody
It
wants
is
to tell
scary.
you it's scary, so they don't tell you anything.
They just talk around that part of it. And then once you're in it, they're like, oh, yeah, it's really hard. You're like, where were you
And you
guys
have
6 months
to,
ago?
yeah, and you have to come up and you have to say, like, I think I'm doing something wrong. And they're like, oh, no, you're right where you need to be. And you're like, really? Because I don't feel like myself. So
Yeah, totally.
I'm
Anyway, so
impressed
that's.
that you navigated it to, I mean, I think I was using physical fitness, but I think the community aspect of burn probably would have saved me too.
Totally. And I think that that's what ended up hooking me. But so when I joined, there was never any thought in my mind that there could be like a career in this for me. So Alyssa initially hired me in Child Watch. So at the time when I had a toddler and a baby, it was sort of like I wasn't working. I'd been staying at home. I was bored and I liked being out. I liked being at Burn and being around people. Came with a free membership that way. So I was like, great, I'll work in Child Watch and bring my kids with me and let them have their own little friends and get to serve the other moms here and love that. So I did that for a while. And then I ended up moving and working behind the desk for a while. So I've literally like done the trifecta. Started in Child Watch, moved to the desk. Really liked that part even more because as much as I loved being with the kids, I enjoyed connecting with the other members a lot more and getting to
You
know
needed,
them. And
you had kids, you needed adult.
I needed the adult connection, and that part allowed me to really like start investing a little bit more in the brand and like just learning more about like who we are as like Burn culture. And I started to really kind of just buy in on a different level. So when I was working that and kind of doing all the other jobs at Burn, Alyssa sort of put it in my ear that she thought it would be a good idea for me to think about getting certified as personal trainer and trying it out. And at first I was like, you're crazy. You're
Yeah.
crazy. There's no way.
How did
And
you
then it was just,
physically feel at this point?
you know, I felt like I had made a lot of progress. I was feeling much more confident and had kind of the results to show for it. But I think I also still looked at myself and was like, well, I'm not Alyssa. You know what I mean? And she's so much stronger than me. And I still would look at the current training team and be like, they are way beyond what I can do. And I think part of that was I still was just learning to believe that my body was capable and strong. And I was still undoing a lot of,
Messaging.
yeah, the messaging, especially of the, you know, prior like 5 years of parenting at that point and being in a mother's body, and just the negative self-talk that I'd given myself over my body for those years. So all of that kind of like played into me being like, there's no way I could be a trainer. And even just thinking like, could these people actually like respect me? Like I'm the
Oh,
Child
yeah.
Watch girl and what do I have to like teach them? And how would I command a room of 50 people, you know, like all those things kind of coming into play. And Alyssa was very gentle about it for a while and kind of just kept nudging and occasionally would sort of just, you know, drop a line here and there about, I think you should do it. I think you should do it. And it was kind of just in the back of my mind. And the more that it just like kept not going away, I just decided maybe she's right. Maybe she sees something I don't see and I need to trust her. And
And you do trust her. I mean, I think
totally.
I learned this with teaching kids, but adults are less impressionable, so it's harder to break through their
Yeah.
previous assumptions and messaging about themselves.
Yeah.
But I think that to me is so moving because I think what keeps me out of depression is curiosity and risk, like taking
Yeah,
the
so
risk
good.
to do unexpected. Honestly, every day I go to burn feels like a risk to me.
Yeah, it
Still,
is.
and I now need to go there to make my so my body doesn't creak, but and like have weird aches. But it was like a. It still feels like, oh no, I want all the all. I left the house this morning and I said to my husband, so insecure today. Like, look at my hair, look at my body. The shirt doesn't fit me. Like, and then I was like, all right, I'll see you in an hour. Like, I
Yep.
still just kept going
Yeah.
because I knew that once I got there, first off, it's just a nice reminder. Nobody cares that as
Exactly.
much about me as I do about me.
A
In that,
100%. So true.
nobody is noticing what nobody, everybody has their own things. But I love the idea that you, because when I think of you, I think of a smile. Like I think, that's who you are. Like you're gentle and you're a smile and you know exactly what you're doing. And I trust that. I trust you as a trainer. So it's so exciting for me to hear that you started at zero.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. And not just as a human, but as you're like, because I really think that the encouragement that we could give others in multiple areas that you're capable of change, it does a lot of it. It's easier to prove physically because it happens. Like
Right.
you must, you know that better than I do, like how strong you are.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah,
that
and I
must
think
be wild.
it is wild. And I look back on where I was 6 years ago when I started at Burn, and it's hard for me to recognize the person that I was then and the person that I am now. And on so many different levels, on every sense of who I am right now as a person. But I do feel like Alyssa kind of initially seeing something and pushing me gently to kind of take steps in that direction. I just feel like I'm living a fuller experience of who I am than I was back then. And I think at that point in my life, as a new mom and all those different aspects of my life, I was just struggling, feeling like I was trying to fit myself into all these different spaces that I didn't really fit, and questioning my identity of am I a good mom? I don't feel like a great stay-at-home mom. I didn't thrive in that role, but I didn't really know what else to do. And I just feel like having this thing now has been so life-giving for me in a way that I feel like I'm thriving to my highest potential when I'm training, because I love it. It's so fun for me. It fuels me, and I feel like I'm able to actually give back and use natural gifts that I have that I didn't know,
That you
would
had.
have never imagined were in there 6 years ago. Yeah.
I love that because I think that what was the change? Like, what was like an example of the first change? Once you started the process, like obviously it took like book work,
Right.
but what was your first like talking into the mic? Like what, how did that
Yeah,
evolve?
so my first ever time doing it was pretty funny. It was at an 8:30 camp when I was still working in Child Watch, and it happened to be a day that no kids showed up. I just had my daughter, my littlest at the time was a baby, and she was there. And Alyssa came over to me about 2 minutes before camp and said, "Hey, you don't have any kids in there. Give me your baby and get on the mic. You're going to do the warm up." And I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" So she literally just put the mic on me and she was like, "Go, sink or swim. See if this is something you could love. I'm going to hold your baby and walk around with her, and you're going to do my warm up." And so, I mean, I think I still have pictures and videos from that day of her walking around and dancing with my then 7-month-old and me leading the warm up for the first time. And it really was a turning point for me, because I finished it and my heart rate was pounding. I was so nervous, but I took the mic off and was like, "I love that. I love it." I felt it instantly of I'm sure it was not amazing, and I'm sure I kind of fumbled my way through it, but I felt so empowered after that very first time doing it. And just it made me just fall in love with our community even more, because they're all clapping for me and cheering, and Alyssa's holding my baby and dancing around with her. And I was just like, this is what I need. I can be a mom here and I can thrive and I can be
Yeah.
myself, like a full experience of myself. So I think I've probably come a long way since that first time, but really from like my first time on the mic, I have loved it.
So interesting. What did you now? So that happens, and then you dip back into that sensation. But how does it ripple effect into your motherhood and to your husband, to your family, like structure?
Yeah, I mean, in so many ways, it in so many ways, I think it's totally changed our family dynamic. And I know that Katinka touched on a lot of this with you
Yeah.
as well, talking about her and Dwayne's experience of
Yeah.
just their shifting family dynamics. But, you know, I'm at Burn every morning, Monday to Friday. And so for us, my husband is an incredible partner and has been my biggest support through this entire thing. But he does the whole morning routine with our kids every day of the week.
That
He
was one of
feeds
my
them breakfast.
favorite when
Yeah, he gets
you
them
were
dressed, he puts them on the
yeah
bus, all of it.
when
Not me.
you were working us out, and we would see your husband
Yeah.
the kids off for you while we were, and your kids like they were get would be walking in, you know, like there's mom working, like I was
Yeah.
like, this is like amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like the way that we've had to really partner together for each other's success has
Yeah.
been so beneficial. It's been great for my kids to see me thriving. It's a sacrifice on their part too, to not have mommy home in the mornings. And they aren't afraid to express that, particularly on the days when it does feel hard. And we're able to have those conversations about why it's worth the trade-off, you know, for
Yeah.
me and for them in return. It's best for them that I'm thriving and
Yes.
my job allows me to be able to do that. And they're proud of me and they love to tell people that their mommy's a trainer and that she's stronger than daddy. And they love to drop those comments all the time to their friends. And, you know,
Well,
it's like
yeah.
the jokes about like little boys saying, like, my daddy's stronger than yours. My kids are like, well, my mommy's stronger than your daddy. You know?
That's so good. You know, like it's so, and
Yep.
it's true. And then when I brought August to the Burn Kid Day,
Yep.
you know, and he's 13, but he, what I admired about the situation so much and what I learned about my son was, you know, some of the other kids were not taking it as seriously. They weren't like giving it their all. But he wanted to see if he could do what I could. Like there was a,
I love that.
I felt such pride in his competitive
Yeah.
nature with me.
Yeah.
It felt like a gender role shift where like
Yeah.
I wasn't like, oh, mom that gives hugs and kisses and like
Right.
can kind of play basketball. I mean, it's why I do softball too, is
Sure.
because I, it has to do with their perception of me. I'm like building
Absolutely.
their understanding of the risks I'm willing to take to be stronger or to try something different and maybe do
Yeah.
something I don't like or don't know
Yeah.
that I could like because they refuse
Right.
to do stuff they don't want to do, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that that's like, so how is the church going?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's been such a wild ride and so many ups and downs over the past several years, but it's beautiful and it's messy and it just feels authentic and real and it really is just such a beautiful community. We, I would say, are probably a little bit of a non-traditional church in some senses, and the fact that we meet at Park City Music Hall, so we do church in a bar, and
Yeah, so good.
that's what my kids are used to, you know. So
So I don't know if you
that's
know this.
kind of
My
their.
mom was a nun and my dad
I
was
did not know that.
educator. So, but they met
Wow.
outside of, they both had left organized religion by the time they came together. Although I think my mom has remnants. I mean, they both have, I think, different belief systems, but it's, you know, and my husband's Jewish. So we've come to like a very, our own sort of organic way of viewing the world. But what I,
Yeah.
that's what I love about, I, when I actually think, you know, Fairfield is starting to have churches that are
Yep.
organic to them,
Yep.
and really is in a basis of community. And I think that that is so interesting because I think a lot of religions, like Judaism, for one, what I love about celebrating those holidays with his family is the culture more than and the stories. But I feel
Sure.
like when things, that's what I think is so interesting is when you build a church and community, it becomes more about like organic storytelling and
Totally.
how we're all living as opposed to what may have been prior or what will be in the future. Like it's very much
Yeah,
present.
I absolutely agree. I grew up in a very conservative Christian culture, and in a lot of ways was pretty turned off by that by the time I reached adulthood, just because I felt like it was hard for me to distinguish the rules from the relationship, I think, that I was
Yeah.
watching unfold in my youth. And so now being in a space where I can still have the religion and there are things that I believe that are important to me, but it's so much more than that. Like my experience of who God is to me has
Yeah.
kind of blown up the past several years, that it really is like a day-to-day, like visceral experience that I'm having.
Yeah.
And even in the way that that connects to my work and the way that
Yeah.
I train and the way that I work out, like it feels so interconnected to me. Like I
It's
want
also,
to.
it feels probably non-conforming as opposed to once when it felt like you were
Yeah,
fully
very
in
much
line.
so.
Yeah.
Right. And I just like, even the way that I'm able to celebrate my body, like connects to what I believe about who God is and the way that He sees me and the way that He's created my body. And the way that I work out really, for me, a lot of times feels like worship. You know, it feels like this authentic experience of bringing my entire self here and really getting to like glorify God in the way that I'm moving my body and the way that I'm getting stronger. And all of those things, you know, aren't just selfish motivations for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I feel so much interconnectedness in my church world and even in my work world, even though I think on paper they could look like they'd be very separate entities in my life.
Physicality to me is, I was discovering that as an actor at NYU too. Like it was, it's team, it felt like a team. We were on teams when we were in
Sure.
plays. And I, you know, my husband was very much into physical theater and experimental theater, but it was, I what I come to realize, it was so much easier to gauge how I was growing physically, like physically as an actor, than it was to gauge whether or not I was being vulnerable enough as an actor. Like
Yep.
I knowing, feeling like when you do stand up or you do some sense of comedy or even a monologue, when you're standing there, feeling your body, it's like, you know. And I think in any, sometimes when we're interviewing for jobs or when I was auditioning or whenever we're putting ourselves out there, our body goes into fight or flight,
Yeah.
which disables our breathing, you
Right.
know, our muscle control, all that stuff,
Right.
right? And I think getting physically fit or having an awareness of my body and its strength grounds me. I mean, like I'm constantly teaching that to young actors now, like it isn't, there is nothing to wonder about. You've
Sure.
got to get in, you've got to be physically fit. And it's really
Yeah.
hard to say to somebody in their 20s,
Right.
even when, because they think that they look great and they do.
Right. Yeah.
But that isn't fitness. That isn't
Right.
any sort of practice that is
Yeah.
repetitive, that you ch that challenges you, whether that be a
Right.
sport or anything else. But it's true. It's like having. And that's what I love. I always knew it. I saw it at gyms I was working out, people doing this similar structure to burn, not really like it, but in the, you know, the group training and kind of like a cyclical way. And I really think it's, you know, the ingenuity and the change of it all is also part of the everyday challenge. It's like a lotto.
Right.
You don't know what your cards are going to be dealt,
Exactly.
but you're going to trust that you're going to do your best at them. You may not
Exactly.
win, whatever that means to somebody.
Right.
You're going to, like, you know, it's really, it's become very special to me. And the hardest time I have is figuring out a schedule, because my schedule is so insane, you know.
Right, yeah.
But I do, because it matters. Like I'll find myself waking up earlier than I want to make sure that I get there.
Yeah, I know. And then you never regret it. Once you're there, you're always glad
Never.
you did it. Never regret it.
Like, what is your hardest class and what is your favorite?
Like which protocol? Like which
Yeah.
kind of day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I feel like for my first couple years, as I was sort of like re-entering my fitness journey, I dreaded any kind of cardio
Yeah.
terribly. And I found myself like definitely gravitating towards strength. And I feel like mentally, I still am there sometimes of like, oh, it's burst training.
Yeah.
But then I end up really loving it. And I think that's like starting to shift for me as I'm actually starting to enjoy cardio a lot more than I expect myself to. But I have had so many years of practice of dreading cardio that it's like I can't get my mind to catch up with like to what my body is experiencing.
I have to say, I think I feel similarly only because I realize it's like the thing that's holding me back now is like my arm strength. So like when we push, like just learning how to do push-ups correctly, and it's a funny thing because I really didn't know, I mean, how poorly they were taught in school is remarkable now. I mean, just wrong.
But totally.
Like
Yeah.
today,
It's a relearning.
Katinka was like, "Yeah, you're not putting your face between your hands." I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa."
But that's a push-up.
I was like, "My physical education experience would suggest that you are misguided." And then, I was like, "Oh my God, this is so annoying because I do have endurance, like agility endurance, probably from dance that I can use in bursts and things to get through. Like the Irish pickup's fine with me, but when we start doing any push-ups, I'm like, I feel like I'm 5 years old and get like incapable.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I feel like I've had like a opposite experience where my dad was the athletic director at my school all the way through my schooling.
Ooh, that's what I wanted to know too, was your or like it, were you at Sporty Spice prior?
Yeah. So very much like athletic family. Like that was just my brother and I did team sports. That was just our thing. My dad was our AD. He coached a lot of teams at my school. So it was like every season we're playing sport, whatever it is. So I had a ton of exposure and was an athlete up into college. So I had experience like in weight rooms and things like that, and always enjoyed lifting weights. Like that was always the fun part, even as a teenager for me. But the cardio stuff has just always wrecked me. I had like one season where I tried to run cross country and was just like never could get past that like miserable point, where people say, oh, if you just keep running, then eventually your body catches up. And I'm like, no, it's miserable every freaking step. I hate the entire thing. Even a parking lot lap now, like Alyssa knows, like if she makes me run a parking lot lap, I will be angry. Like I will be mad at her for a couple of days following.
It's
I
so
just don't,
funny.
not my thing. So I love the strength stuff. Give me a heavyweight all day long.
That's funny. I sent my when I started running. Oh, I think every time, even years ago when I had kids, I sent Mr. Vinayprin, who is was my high school gym teacher, and I know his daughter, Jen. I like s sent her an email and I said, I just want you to tell your dad that I ran for 22 minutes for 2 weeks straight every day. I was like,
It's amazing.
I think he would like to know that. That was like in Brooklyn a million years ago. And then when I started doing burn, I remember I was posting and she posted a comment. I'm like, please, please tell your dad,
Pass that along.
yeah, that he used to say less this, more this. So he's doing like less talking, more running. Like he would do this hand gesture to me where he'd show people
Yeah.
talking and then show people running. 'Cause I would be like
That's
the girl
funny.
on the track, like just chatting away,
Yep. Yeah.
but I was so, I'm, and it's so funny how those people that I mean, we were very different, but like I still like now I'm like, and I think about my mother-in-law who has passed. If she knew I was doing this at burn, I mean, I could have a master's in creative writing. I can have all these things. This would be the thing she would be so proud of me
Oh,
for.
yeah. Yeah.
This would not be lost on her because she worked out all the time. The minute since, the 7 or late 80s or whatever, like that's what she did. She was at, she was very physically fit. So I said to my husband, I'm like, I think it's some sort of sick torture that she died and then I joined burn. Like it seems like, but it made me go and it still makes me go.
Yeah, totally. That's good motivation.
Yeah, totally. Well, I have to come check out your church. What is the name of the church?
Christ Presbyterian Church.
Presbyterian.
And we, yeah, Presbyterian Church. And we meet at Park City Music Hall on Sunday mornings.
What
And
time?
it's amazing at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
It's great. We've had a lot of burn. There's a lot of burn presence there. Several burn members are members there. We've had a lot of burn families come and visit.
Is
We
there
do.
music? Is it like, or is it just happens
Yeah.
to be at?
Well, I mean, we do have music, and Alice actually is our worship director, one of
Oh,
our
I
worship
didn't know that.
directors.
Okay.
She and her husband lead our music. She's a beautiful singer. Her husband's an amazing musician. So they kind of coordinate all of our music stuff there. But we got connected to PCMH because the family that owns and runs it, they're members of our church and dear, dear friends of ours. So we love them a lot. And it kind of just happened very,
Organic.
naturally that they had the space and we were looking, and it's just kind of a home away from home for us now. But we have a ton of kids at our church. It's a very boisterous, family-friendly environment. My youngest is often being quite disruptive, and that's just the nature of it. So it's a very cozy
Because kids
space.
are disruptive. All right, well, I'm
They
excited to
are,
find it out.
and we love it. Yeah.
Awesome. I'll maybe see you tomorrow. I will definitely see you on Monday.
I will definitely see you on Monday as well. Usually I take Saturdays to stick around and stay home with my family.
That's nice. Well,
Yeah.
I couldn't have and wouldn't have had the experience I had at Burn without you. And so many people have said that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It truly is a joy, and it feels like such a privilege just to get to be, a small part of your life and all of our members there.
I know
It's
every
my
day.
joy.
It's like a turning on a light or something. It's a really great routine. Righty, now listen to Up by Connor Price. If you want to jam to what, oh my God, I'm so bad at this. You guys, it's so hard. I'm not a radio personality. Listen to Connor Price. Up. It's awesome. And Ashley's favorite. Okay, bye.